The federal government may put a cap on the number of flights into and out of two of the nation's busiest airports, John F. Kennedy in New York and Newark in New Jersey. The idea is to relieve the gridlock that often starts there and ripples across the country. That gridlock caused the worst summer of flight delays on record. Congress begins hearings on the issue tomorrow. Here's NPR's Kathleen Schalk.
I'm at JFK Airport, waiting to board Delta Flight 4949 to Washington, D.C. We were supposed to leave more than an hour ago. Did you hear that? That was my flight.
Apparently, this is nothing unusual. This flight's late most of the time, according to FlightStats.com. So are almost half of the flights on this route, with delays averaging nearly an hour. This isn't about weather. It's volume.
Qantas 107 Heavy, traffic is taxiing down the runway.
Up in the control tower at JFK, you can watch the planes stack up.
Delta 1, keep it rolling. Without delay, cross to Chiraiko, left on Alpha, ground 0.65.
Mexico 403, Kennedy ground, hold short of Alpha, I'll call you back.
Comair 513, taxi via Zulu to Gulf, hold short of 2-2 right, remain.
As they talk to the pilots, the controllers pace, watch radar screens, and peer out at a cloudless sky. Veteran air traffic controller and union leader Barrett Burns points to a problem. The planes keep landing, but the gates are full.
So now we have to take these airplanes and put them someplace else and hold them.
Then the planes at the gates begin backing away and trying to leave all at once.
It looks like 9 planes are waiting.
The 9 airplanes will probably double within the next 5 or 10 minutes, which will double again and double again. And then you can see the other airplanes starting to come out over here.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is the second departure runway that we're doing right now.
Half of the planes in line are small regional jets that carry just 50 to 70 passengers. That's making the lines longer. And Burns says all these planes simply can't take off when they're scheduled to.
So they start to spill over into the next hour. And once that starts, each hour that is at capacity, you just keep backing up into the next hour. And you're way past the point of no return. There's no way of getting out of it.
Why is this happening? At New York's Kennedy Airport and most others, there's no limit on how many flights the airlines can schedule.
Airplanes are flying where people want to fly, and they're flying when people want to fly.
David Castlevetter's a spokesman for the major airlines. He says no carrier wants to be the one that cuts back frequent service during peak hours.
What would happen was that would be the airline would lose its customer.
The airlines also save money by using smaller planes because they're easier to fill. And the extra burden this places on the airports and air traffic control system doesn't cost them a cent. There's no user fee, just a tax on passengers' tickets. So aviation economist Dorothy Robine says there's no penalty for clogging the airports with lots of small planes.
The airline gets the benefit. The FAA bears the cost. The current system is perverse.
Robine, other economists, and the Bush administration have called for changing that system when Congress passes legislation this year funding the FAA. That may not happen, but the House has voted to seek voluntary limits on scheduled flights and mandatory caps if that fails. Former FAA Administrator Marion Blakey warns of worse gridlock if nothing's done.
We're moving from about 750 million people right now up there to over a billion by 2014. That is a lot of passengers.
The Department of Transportation could announce plans to restrict traffic at JFK and Newark in the next few days. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.